is the one, what'd you call it? The name?
Aquarius Brasilia or something like that. It means the waters of Brazil.
Now, this is a set arrangement. This is not something just off the top of my head, but I still would like to play it for you, because I can use the practice. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yes.
What is the album?
It's called, took a long time to come up with, it's called Solo.
Now, is that's the album that you sold here?
It's called Concord. I don't know.
Yes, it's a Brown album?
I don't know. It may be by now.
Well, I have it. I have the album.
It may be by now.
I'd say make me a copy, but that would be.
You were mentioning, here's Laura.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it and kind of express several different moods in it. You know, even in the first chord is technically an A minor 9 chord. And if you were to play it and voice it like Claude Debussy voiced it at that time, it sounds very, very warm and very joyous, because the two top notes are in thirds, like if you had two altos playing up there high, kind of, and you get this kind of a sound. It's very joyous. One that is less than that, but still is the same notes, just voiced in a different way, where the two top voices are farther apart in interval. Instead of this, it's... And then there's ways, I'll be using this in here, where it sounds more sad because there's a dissonance in it, like this. And it's heightened by playing here at the bridge. It makes it a little more abrasive. So there's all those possibilities. Anybody like to do it for now?
Thank you.
fingers recently. I never really played with the fingers, always with the pick. And thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And didn't even realize I was using my fingers. And what had happened is I automatically curled it up in this finger and started using my fingers with the pick in there. Most guitar players either use fingers or pick, but they don't hold the pick while they're playing with the fingers. So therefore, it has to be in your mouth, or it has to be here, or you have to grab it. And to me, it makes the music disjointed. For me to be playing and then to pick it up, it's almost like you're not playing the passage in one breath. If I can go from here to here, I can do the whole thing in sort of one breath. And I'll give you an example. Oh, because you're here. At this point, I don't think of the guitar as a guitar. I think of it as a miniature orchestra. Mm-hmm. I think about the four middle strings, if I play it with my fingers, as being a saxophone section. I think of the upper four strings, if I use a pick, as being a brass section. I think of all of it being the total orchestra. The low strings can become the tenor sax, the baritone sax, the string bass, the left hand of the piano. And so if I'm playing, I can come up with sort of a thing that's, to my ears, becomes like an orchestra. If I'm playing, for instance, so it's not all pick or all not pick. You can get many more colors. And I'll give you an example too. For instance, watch what happens when, just by thinking along these lines, not thinking of guitar, thinking of music, thinking of this as a tool for being a musician, not being a guitar player, being a musician, not a guitar player, to make music. Part of music is contrast. No matter how good something is, it becomes less so by overkill of what are you doing. If you play a technically tongued solo, it can be marvelous, but after a while it's tiring because you're hearing that same sound. Same with legato tonguing, the whole thing. So anyway, if I were to start and play Misty with a pick out of tempo, and then I'm going to at a certain point go into tempo with my fingers, the change is two things. There's change that happens, and it grabs everybody, because the two things are, one is I have been out of tempo, and now I'm going into tempo. The other is I was playing with a pick, and now I'm playing without the pick. Now, what's the difference? The change is good that way. Mm-hmm.
calling to? Tempo, out of tempo with the pick and without, can make, and thinking about harmonies, improving the harmonies, changing the harmonies without making them in any way abrasive or disrespectful of the original can bring you things like this. Also, when a piano player plays and they play chords here and then they run notes here while these sustain, the difference in the guitar technique has changed, so instead of playing things like so you go things like that. Thank you. At this point, keys are absolutely no problem. If I can play it in one key, I can play any key. Right. Five sharps for me is like two flats. It really is. It doesn't matter. Cherokee can be in B natural. All the things you are can be in A. It doesn't matter because I'm not thinking of the keys. I'm not thinking of keys. I'm thinking of tone centers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of tone centers. I'll tell you what I'm not thinking about in this, that I've tried to learn from the Louis Armstrongs and the Lester Youngs and the Roy Eldridge and the Dizzy Gillespie, is a kind of jazz that's pure and full of integrity, where what you're playing wells up mainly from you. It's something you would do without the horn. It's something that comes to your heart and it comes to your intellect. And it's something that you would seek to use the instrument only as a tool. It's not to play the saxophone as a saxophone, but rather to use it to get out what you want. No more and no less than a typewriter would be if you were using it for a letter. The main thing is, what are you putting on the page? Not how, what is your equipment, what mouthpiece, but rather, what do you have to say? What do you have to say that has something of yourself in it that might be even a little different than someone else? Just a little, although we learn from others. God knows we do. But the thing is, when I'm playing, I don't think about what the hands are doing, the picking. Not now, because I've been doing it 56 years. You don't. When you go to the bank to make a deposit or withdrawal, you don't go through the multiplication table and you don't say, if Betty Sue had three apples and gave one to Farmer John. You don't go through that. Well, I don't have to go through all of this anymore. But the main thing is, what do I think? What do I think? If I can think it, I'm not concerned. If it's legato, I'll give you an example. For instance, I'll do it slow and then. I'm hearing it and I'm playing it at the same time. I'm not concerned about the notes. I know what they are, but I don't have to think about it. The more data you can get out of the way, it leaves it free for the ideas. And if the ideas can come, and if they can be inspired rather than an intellectual, academic, to say, oh, this is a C major chord, therefore I can do this and do that and do that. What you're doing is responding to a stimulus like that. But if you hear something, you go ba ba bo dee da do do do. You just try to find something that fits bo do do dee dee. You try to find it. So you play it. Now, for instance, by playing on. If I heard a group playing and I'm just sitting there and I'm not playing an instrument, something would come to my mind. And you're just. Baba doo dee, baba da dee doo dee doo dee. Beep ba doo dee, baba da dee doo dee doo doo doo. Just whatever you hear. If you hear it legato, if you go If you hear it, however you hear it, that's the way it comes out. Also, to improvise with chords, if you go. But you're hearing the lead. I'm singing lead over a sax section. But I hear the melody, I find the melody here, and I can find the harmonies instantly. Another thing is, when I hear a melody and there's a harmony that goes with it, I know that I have many possibilities, and the one that I want, and they all sound good and they're all correct, the one I want is the one that creates the particular psychological effect I want at that time. So I could go, for instance, if I go, now there's a passage that goes, now I could do this. Is like this. I mean, all over the different. It sounds very bluesy, this one. Yeah. It's got a bluesy quality. It's whatever you want. This has tension. It has tension, but it doesn't speak to me as being bluesy. This is less tension and still no bluesy. This one is even less, no tension, and is very, very stable, kind of like solid. But this one, a certain thing. So it depends on how you want to harmonize something. I could play Misty. I could go. Just let's take the first few chords. Here's some tension. Here's double tension. That means that there's a disc. It means that they're very close in two different places. Instead of, you get this. Now, instead of coming to the third chord and having it sort of come home and resolve, we delay the resolution. It's like getting to your hotel room, but you don't go in the room. You stand in that area where the door is open. All I'm doing is not giving you a music lesson. I'm just trying to show you that in the pursuit of music, it's beyond the guitar. It's getting to a point where you're expressing what you want the audience to feel from you. It's not finding a better way than you used to do it, or the best way, or the way somebody else did it, but it's knowing many different ways and having options at any time. Instead of, we're not going to come home, we're going to delay it. That gives you the feeling that something else is to come. Musically, that gives me the same feeling as somebody goes, ba-da, ba-da, da-da-da-da-da, I want to hear, bop, I want to hear that. It's not finished till they do that. When I hear, all right, dot, da-da-da-da, it's not finished till they go, bop, bop. All right, to me, when I go, I haven't finished it. Okay, I'm not going to leave it there, but it means that I'm going to give another one. So I go, come to rest. Suppose I delay the resolution twice. Suppose instead of going in the hotel room, instead of standing in the doorway, I take two little steps in the doorway. I'm still not in. I get out of the hall, and now I'm in the doorway. I go here, now here. Now the next step is into the room. A double delay of the resolution. Is one better than another? No, it's whatever you want. If you can only do something one way, you don't have any options. If you can't even do it one way, you can't play. If you can do it one way, if you can do it more than one way, you've got some options. It's what do you want? We don't eat our eggs the same way every day. We don't maybe buy the same newspaper every day. But somebody says, well, this is the way I always did it. You know, there's no growth. There's no growth. I don't think of one way as being the Barney Kessel way, one way is the best way. I let the music dictate to me what it is I should do about the music. Should you pick this? Should it be slurred? Should it be legato? Should it be this way? What is the music saying? If I'm playing with Lawrence Welk, I'm not going to use the same harmonies that I'd be using with Jimmy Lunsford. Mm-hmm. It's not appropriate. Somebody says, is there anything wrong with using a wah-wah pedal or something? I said, no, there isn't, but I wouldn't like to hear it with Maurice Ravel. It's not a matter, you know, is there anything wrong with the tux? Not if you're digging a ditch. If you're digging a ditch, there's something wrong with it. But it's a matter of, I don't have one way or a secret way or the best way. I try to learn everything I can, every way that I can learn to do it. I play a scale in six different ways, maybe. I pick in many different ways, like going into overdrive. It's like, I might do this sometime, I'll do this sometime. It depends. All right, what is it that tells me what I'm going to do? The music itself. What is appropriate for the music? What's appropriate for the occasion? That's what I try to do. If I sit down with the idea that I want to play a pretty piece for you, and what I'm trying to get through is the prettiness of the piece, I cannot be flexing my muscles and going through virtuosic displays that have nothing to do with the music. A lot of guys have to show their chops. They got to show they're really, because that's the ego trip. So he says, I'm going to play Laura for you, folks. Go. They go. Nothing to do with the song, got nothing to do with anything. But the guy's got, he's really not playing Laura at all. He's showing you that he's got this technical facility. As far as I'm concerned, technical facility without any kind of taste is musical diarrhea. Shakespeare covered it, full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Really, you have to reach a point where you're not competitive with anybody in the world. You're not competitive. You realize that you can never be anyone else. They cannot be you. All you got to do is be the best you. That's all you got to do. If I could just keep in my mind, be the best Barney Kessel I could be, I got it made the rest of my life. I'm not in a race with anybody. Not only am I not trying to be first, I refuse to run in the race. I'm not in the race. Take me out, coach. I'm not in it. And it's not being competitive. No ego involved. When you get past the ego, when you get past trying to impress people, then you can express. You begin to express. Because then you're coming from you. And you're saying, I know that as I play, some people will like it a lot, some will like it a little bit, some won't like it at all. I said, gee, why didn't you play Proud Mary or Dock of the Bay or something good? Why didn't you play that? I'd like to play one more song for you. For one reason, that's all I know, but I'll play. No, I'd like to just do just a version, because we got a couple of young gentlemen here. No, I'd just like to do just a version, and this is a set arrangement, but I'd like to do my interpretation at the moment as I remembered of Yesterday, which is a Beatles song, but I'd like to do it. And whether you realized it or not, when I do this song, you're going to be involved in a demonstration of counterpoint, because as I'm playing this melody, there's another one going on over there. Somebody said, what is counterpoint? That's it. Two independent melodies or more will be good. Okay. Anyway. I wonder if we could just get that.
I don't know.
Could you ask them? Just, it's just for
if
this tune.
Can,
just
yeah.
for wonder. Or just ask them, if you will. Just.
Barney, is that a pick there on the floor?
Yeah. No, that's a mosquito.
Drop the note.
Are you going to stick around here or
pro music comes?